Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so Grandma's Marathon Weekend in Duluth. They've been doing this since 1977. Looking forward to running my first race. I have not practiced at all. I'm just going to go up there and wing it.
And, yeah.
I think the mayor is skeptical. The water temperature right now, I just checked. Two Harbors water temperature is 40 degrees, and the wind, the breeze, is going to be blowing off Lake Superior. It's going to be in the 50s right along the North Shore tomorrow morning, maybe some 60s inland, but it's going to be a cool, brisk day. I guess from what my wife tells me, who's run seven marathons, it's going to be perfect marathon weather tomorrow. Should be partly sunny and very nice. Duluth Mayor Emily Larson joining us right now on CCO. Welcome
hey.
To the show. Welcome
thank
back.
You. Hey, thank you. I have to tell you, I'm sitting here staring at Lake Superior. I'm at the corner of the lake mm-hmm. in Canal Park. It is going to be a spectacular day tomorrow.
Yep.
So beautiful.
Absolutely. So how many grandmas are actually running in the tomorrow?
Why? You know what? I don't know if that census data has been taken, but I do know that I think this is the first time since 2016 all the races have filled and we have 20,000 runners.
Whoa.
It's amazing. It's such an incredible thing to live in the city, A, and then B, to have this world-class event and to see the city show up, residents show up, and all these amazing people so happy to be here. It feels really great.
And there's a lot to do. Tell us about some of the festivities going on in the Duluth area this weekend.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot to do. So today, Grandma's Marathon moved their kind of festival area over to Bayfront, which is really fun. They did that a few years ago. So there was a whole family festival today, whippersnapper races. There's music, really good music. There's great food, great beer. Mm. And then there's, the course talent itself. We've got people stationed along the course doing entertainment. One of the things I love to talk about with people is also just there's plenty to do that you can, these attractions and they're world class, but our park system is so incredible and it's free and it's going to be a gorgeous day. And, the one thing I would tell everyone to do tomorrow is just go jump in the lake. You're going to feel really alive. You got to jump in the lake.
You can do anything once. Hey, you sound optimistic and upbeat. Tell us about tourism. Is Duluth back? I mean, are things approaching normalcy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are exceeding 2019, which is awesome. We're excited about that. We are, we actually have rolled out a new and exciting tourism campaign, Love It Like We Do, and it's really gaining traction, which is wonderful. We're getting a lot of contact across the country and region in the news about the campaign. It is resonating with people. And really what we're talking about is Canal Park is essential and it's gorgeous. And that's what everyone knows and loves us for. And also we have these amazing neighborhoods like Lincoln Park, where you will find local food, local craft, local brewing, lots of neighborhood activity that we want people to get out there and remember. And, so it's been really fun. We are above 2019. So that's exciting.
Wow.
I do think we're back.
That is great news. I've always said I love the vibe, and every city, every town has its own vibe. And I liken Duluth to an affordable, approachable Seattle without some of the craziness that goes with Seattle. But there's something very special in Duluth. You know that.
You know what? I could see that, actually. What I love about Duluth is we are a little bit quirky, and quirky is kind of a, cliche word, but what I like about it, what I think might be similar that you're describing, is we're not actually trying to be anybody. We don't want to be Chicago or Minneapolis. We don't want to be Seattle or Portland. We're just kind of here to do our thing. And so I think from that vantage, it is really familiar that people just think this is just who we are, that we're not too fancy. We're not too uppity. We're very smart. We're very hardworking. We really care about each other. And I think all of that shows. So when you come up here and visit and you're talking with a, you know, food service person or an attractions person, they're really sincerely curious about you, and you can feel their humanity. And I think that's part of what you're describing.
Mayor Larson, the phones are lit up. Listeners want to know, when is the last time you actually jumped in a lake?
In the lake. You know what? I haven't this year. I'm going to be really honest. I haven't this year. Usually I would have by now, because I like to sauna and then jump in the lake. So I haven't yet, but June's far from over, so it'll be this month.
TikTok.
And it'll be real, real cold.
There's a viral TikTok video there for you, Mayor.
Yeah, but there won't be. Trust me, there won't be.
Well, we're excited for Duluth, and we're excited for everybody heading up there. And again, the weather should be perfect. A little on the cool side, maybe a sweatshirt if you're watching, if you're a spectator. But for the people running, I think it's going to be
perfect. And you know what? I will also say, and thank you for that, and I hope everyone is safe traveling up here and patient with the traffic, because there's always a lot coming up. But as a mayor, I feel much better about the temperature tomorrow than a scorching hot day, because I really want people healthy and safe and, you know, getting the best time that they can out of themselves. So
we timed it right. I paid extra. I got you a cool, comfortable day along the North Shore. So
thank you. I didn't know it would be that easy. Yeah. I should call you more often.
Yeah. Keep me on speed dial. Duluth Mayor Emily Larson, thank you for joining us today on CCO.
Thank you so much.
And it's going to be a great weekend in Duluth. It usually is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Every weekend's a good weekend. Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Friday. Man, she sounded happy. I wish I was in Duluth right now, sipping a beer, staring out at the lake. That sounds pretty good. Anyway, when we come back, I think we have tracked down Mark Grossfield, who's Jordana's husband, with an update how Jor is doing. It's been up and down. It's been a crazy roller coaster. Won't go into any details, but Mark will have an update on how my partner is doing next. Paul Douglas back with you. It's been a nutty couple of years for everybody. Now, just imagine what we've all gone through. And then on top of that, you have a life-threatening disease. You get this diagnosis like being struck by a meteor, being struck by lightning on a blue sky day. That's what happened to Jordana back in October of 2020. She noticed bruising on her legs. A dear friend, actually Sue Zelikson's husband, commanded her to go into urgent care, and she did, and she was diagnosed with childhood leukemia. She's beginning treatment at Abbott, and now she's at Mayo Clinic. She just had a successful bone marrow transplant. I miss Jor. I miss hanging out with her on the air. She makes me laugh. She makes me think. And I miss her, and I'm thrilled that she's going to be joining Adam Carter from 9 to noon here in a little over a week. And joining us now, because Jordana has some good days, she has some bad days, Mark Grossfield, her husband, her amazing husband and caregiver, has kindly agreed to come on the air with an update. Mark, how are you holding up, my friend?
Hey, Paul. Nice to hear your voice again. You know, it's a good day today.
Good.
Jordana had her bone marrow transplant on the 26th, and it's really not the transplant itself that is what they're concerned about. The issues with the transplant are really what happens afterwards. Mm-hmm. So the first 15 to 20 days, you're waiting for it to work. You're waiting for those stem cells that they put into her to find their way into the bone marrow, which is miraculous in itself, and start producing blood. So, you know, we're real nervous on day 11, day 12, day 13. And then day 14, it started to happen. So that was a big celebration. And then it started to happen too fast. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? Well, there's two big phases of post-transplant. It's what they call engraftment syndrome, which is basically anything that you can think of that could possibly kill you, that's probably going to happen, one, two, or three of those things. It could be your heart, it could be your lungs, it could be your liver, it could be infection, whole host of things. For her, it was her lungs. She had severe pain. She had stomach issues, gut issues. She was sleep deprived because the way that they try to fix her lungs and actually her liver a little bit is with massive steroids. Some of you that have ever been on steroids, we're talking, you know, multiply that by 400 on massive steroids. So that makes her very jittery and it causes other issues. So it's a real kind of a hairy situation to go through this engraftment syndrome. And she was, it was very serious.
So
these are all life and death issues, but the good news is that her lungs are completely healed.
Right.
Her liver is perfect. Her sleep deprivation is, she's been sleeping now the last couple of days. Today will be the first night that she's going to sleep without being hooked up to any lines. So we are very relieved that we got through this phase of it. Still one more phase to go, though.
And I know she's not out of the woods, but and it seems like you're playing this game of medical whack-a-mole. You know, you fix this thing and something else pops up. Is she eating? Is she being fed intravenously? How is that going?
So what they do is, which is very strange to me, is right after a transplant, they release us. And we go to an outpatient status where we're living at the Gift of Life transplant house. And then we come in every morning and they check her blood and then they give her transfusions as needed to keep her alive until engraftment starts and producing healthy blood. Her third day, she just couldn't eat anymore because she had, I forgot to mention the worst of it all, which was mucositis. It sounds pretty bad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, mucositis?
No, thank you.
Yeah, well, imagine hundreds and hundreds of sores inside her mouth, on her lips. Her lips were bleeding the whole time. She had them all the way down her esophagus, all the way down in her stomach. And it's bad. It's bad. And she couldn't even drink water. It was painful. So she couldn't eat. So they had to admit her. And about 20% of the bone marrow transplant patients get admitted for this. And they fed her intravenously. Today, it's the perfect day to talk about this. Today is the first day where she ate.
Great.
She actually ate pretty good.
Great, great.
And they're taking her off the intravenous.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to let her eat on her own and sleep without lines tonight for the first time in a long time.
It's
day 22, so it's a big day.
I know it's been this crazy roller coaster for you, for your kids, for the extended family, and for a lot of listeners who love Jordana. And I know you, I don't want you to go too deep down into the rabbit hole, but one of the symptoms that I was not expecting, one of the byproducts of the bone marrow transplant, hallucinations, delirium. I mean, it affects the brain as well, right?
Yes, it can, mostly from the pain meds.
Okay.
But that wasn't a real big issue with her. Her mind is perfect, and she's thinking clearly, and she doesn't really have any issues with that. But she did have some hallucinations, but, you know, we're past all that. The next phase is really where we have to worry about other issues that pop up. The one that they're worried about most is what's called graft versus host disease. So that's why they keep us down here as long as they do. Mm-hmm. We're on day 22. We will be down here at the Mayo Clinic. We have to be within 20 minutes of the Mayo Clinic for another 78 days.
Wow.
It's a 100-day journey. And every day we will be checking in to the Mayo Clinic, and we'll be doing tests, and then they'll be treating whatever's going wrong. This place is amazing. I mean, I was worried about her one night. I mean, every night. I call every night. I call the hospital every single night at about midnight, and I ask how she's doing. And I was just worried about her not feeling safe and being alone. So I asked them if they would really watch over her. And they said, Mark, we're way ahead of you. We have a person that stays with her in her room the entire night, every single night.
Really?
Yeah, unbelievable. This place is really... It's a miracle, really, for this Mayo Clinic. And they're so nice. They're so well-trained. Our doctors are amazing. We're just very blessed to have it so close to us.
In our backyard.
So anyway, that's what's going on. We still have another 78 days. We've got to go through this next phase. But the doctors are really optimistic. They were worried about her at first. I got to admit. I mean, they came in today and said, they told her. They didn't tell her until today that they were really worried about her. But now they're not worried at all. And, you know, they did an amazing job with her. So
praise God.
That's the update.
Mark.
I mean, today she just said, I cannot wait to get on the air. I cannot wait to get on the air. So she's she can't wait to get back to it.
Is she still sarcastic? Does she still have that edge? She hasn't lost any of that, I hope.
Oh my God. When she was in pain, I can't tell you the things that she was saying to the nurses. Because her jersey
it all came out.
Ghost character came out, oh, big time. The nurses couldn't wait to tell me. They were laughing. You know, because they don't take it personally. They don't take it seriously. Yeah. Oh my gosh. She said some pretty nasty things. But that's her, you know.
That's my Jordana.
She doesn't hold anything back.
Well, please.
By the way, the mail. She got so much mail. So much mail. The fans are unbelievable. The mail that she's getting. They keep bringing it in every day. And it makes her feel so loved. So I want to thank the fans for that. It really helps her.
That's a big.
Because you feel alone when you're in this.
Yeah.
You know, we're down here alone. We're not in our own house. We're not in our own beds. We don't have our family near us. We don't have our friends near us. And those letters and texts and, you know, comments that they make on her social sites, they lift her up big time. She smiles and she cries. And so I want to thank everybody for that.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you. Number one caregiver on the planet for being by. Please give her a hug and a nudge and tell her we're all thinking about her, okay?
I will. And I would say, like, you know, in the next couple of days, she'll probably come on and talk to you. So let's plan that out next, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to have her on next week whenever she feels up to it. Always.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Mark.
You've
Hang in there.
Friend. By the way, you've been a good friend, Paul. I mean, you communicate with us every single day. You're amazing. We love you.
Well, we love you, too. And so happy to hear some good news. Thank you, Mark. Say hi to Jura for us.
Will do. Bye-bye.
When we come back, a few show highlights, some stuff you may have missed when we come back on CCO. I think rehearsal went well today.
When do we go live?
We'll be better on the podcast.
Yes.
Where everything can be edited. Take out all the bloopers. That's no fun.
Right.
Okay. It was an interesting show today. A lot of concerns. Now it's inflation and rising mortgage rates and the markets in the tank. The financial markets. So people aren't talking about Ukraine and Russia's invasion of Ukraine the way they were even a month or two ago. Joe Lindsley joined us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline live from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Good evening from Kyiv. For those watching on the live stream, it's a little dark because it's after the curfew hour. Most of the city, the capital city of 3 million people, you keep the lights off. Kyiv is a It's always was a 24-hour city before the war, and there's a curfew at 8, but really from about curfew at 11, but really from about 8 p.m., the streets become almost dead silent, and it's quite a jarring, to see a city that was full of so much life before the war, and now it's filled with checkpoints everywhere you go. This is my first time in Kyiv since the war began. And obviously, life's a lot better here than it was in the first weeks when everyone thought it might fall to the Russians. But it is very much a different atmosphere.
Just amazing. And we will continue to keep an eye on what's happening in Ukraine and have these updates from Joe Lindsley. Todd Walker, who may have the best gig on the planet, he was out at the state fairgrounds today. And he told us some of the things that's on his radar coming up this weekend.
We are out at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. If you've never been to the Back to the 50s show, it's definitely something you should consider doing, amazing. Especially Father's Day weekend. I mean, it's fun for the whole family. They have so much going on out here, over 11,000 cars. And all the cars have to be 1964 or earlier. And they have everything from street rods to custom classics and restored vehicles. And right over my shoulder, if you're watching us on Facebook Live right now, I'm showing you the car that I just bought for Paul Douglas, because I thought this would really up his game this summer when he's driving around town. It's a 1951 Ford 100. Check that out, Paul.
Oh, I might have to go out there on Sunday on Father. That can be my Father's Day gift, just to go out, geek out over the cars. No electric cars, right, if it's before 64.
Does Lori let you bring your checkbook if you do that?
No. she would bring her divorce attorney. But, you know, it's fun to go out and browse, and a lot of amazing vehicles out there. But I'm really looking forward to checking that out on Sunday. You're not as much of a car guy.
No, not really. I use my car to go fun places.
It's a tool.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, it's a tool to get me and my family in the gear where we got to go. So.
Point A to point B.
Hey, Paul, happy hour coming up in like 7 minutes, something like that. Give us a call or text now at 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Tell us what's making you happy on a phone call or a text. Now, Father's Day is coming up. Top 10 Liquors brings us the happy hour every week. And I talked earlier with Nikki Erpelding from Top 10 Liquors, and I asked her, hey, if you want to get the dad in your life a gift, maybe a trip to the liquor store is a good idea. And I asked Nikki what her top pick for dads would be this weekend.
You know, it's going to have to be a bottle of scotch or bourbon, something iconic, something that he's going to be able to savor, drink with his friends. Drinks it with a cigar or after dinner, but bourbon is my choice. Skip the ugly tie.
Yeah, I agree with that. Nobody needs an ugly tie. Go for the bottle of bourbon instead. Okay, how about if, in addition to that, or maybe instead of that, if I would like to get some beer for the dad in my life? Now, it's interesting. I think the craft beer movement has come and then leveled off a little bit, and here we are in the summertime. Are we still getting something super hoppy and strong, or should we go for something lighter and crisper this summer?
Light and crisp is great. The RTDs and the seltzers are also a good option. But really, we have a mixed six pack section, and so you can really just kind of curate some random things that you think your dad might like, and then he can try and see what he likes the best. But yeah, you know, there's so many great beers, and if you're mowing the lawn and it's been a hot day, there's nothing better than a cold beer. So I agree that that is also a good choice.
All right. And then finally, if I'm going to, you know, go to the route of maybe making dad a cocktail instead of just giving him the six pack or the bourbon, what's a cocktail? What's a creative cocktail that maybe the dad in your life hasn't tried yet that you could make this weekend?
I always like the classics. You know, I like Moscow Mules, I like Manhattans, and old fashions, martinis, but you know, something that he hasn't tried. Well, there's, again, a lot of those ready-to-drink cocktails in cans, in bottles, in large format. And that's always really easy. You can buy one of those. I like elderflower liqueur with sparkling wine and a little soda water. That's always a good one. Aperol Spritz. That's a fun little cocktail to put together, but the ready-to-drinks are really hot right now.
I may have consumed a few Aperol spritzes out in Italy, but everybody drinks those. They're orange, and they're refreshing.
I'll have to try one.
12-year Balvenie Scotch.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's whiskey and sherry oak together, and so it has a sweet finish. It's really good. And no, I'm not drinking right now.
No, you're not. But, hey, it is time for the happy hour.
Oh,
651-461-9226. Call or text us now.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.